Making photovoltaic solar panels. The raw material used to make photovoltaic cells is silicon, a semiconductor material. Silicon does not exist on its own in nature, but is found in various minerals such as sand and quartz. It is obtained through the reduction of silica by heating a mixture of quartz, wood, or coal to a high temperature. The raw silicon is then purified to make solar-grade silicon. The resulting material looks like small pebbles, which are then melted at 1,450 degrees Celsius and solidified into blocks called ingots. The ingots are then cut into very thin slices, known as wafers. Ingots and wafers are treated to produce a semiconductor junction in a process called doping. Doping creates in the wafer the voltage that makes it possible to convert sunlight to power. A blue layer of anti-reflective coating is then applied to increase the amount of light absorbed. In a final step, an electrical circuit is printed on the wafer's surface to transfer the current produced. The wafer is now a photovoltaic cell. Maxeon cells from SunPower, a global solar leader in which Total is the majority shareholder, convert more sunlight to electric power than their competitors because they are made of high-quality monocrystalline silicon and their metal contacts are located on the back. This technology results in exceptional efficiency, even in extreme temperatures. Around 50% more efficient than conventional cells, Maxeon cells boast an efficiency of up to 24%. Once assembled and welded together, the cells are then encapsulated in a glass plate and polymer layers to protect them from harsh weather conditions. The junction box and connectors are connected at the back. Lastly, all these components are placed in a frame to create the photovoltaic module or panel, which is then ready to go to work.